It is a warm summer afternoon across eastern New York and western New England, and in areas well south of Albany, it has been hot again, with temperatures running in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. The humidity levels are variable. In some spots, the dew points are up in the upper 60s, which means it feels quite humid. And in other spots, the dew points are running in the 50s, which is fairly comfortable for this time of year. And there's really no geographical orientation to the areas that are more humid versus less humid. It's kind of spotty in nature. Overall, the humidity levels are going to dip as we head into tonight. And we do have some spotty showers around this afternoon, and some downpours and thunderstorms are likely late this afternoon into this evening. It's not going to rain everywhere, but if you are going to be outside, keep an eye on the weather in the event that one of these storms does come your way. Some of the storms may produce a downpour along with gusty winds and some small hail, but I'm not expecting a widespread severe weather outbreak. Coming up later tonight, the front that's triggering the showers will sink to our south. It's likely that a batch of rain will come up along that front after midnight into tomorrow morning, and that could bring some damp weather mainly along and south of I-84 through the late night hours into tomorrow morning. Elsewhere, we'll see the clouds break and some stars later tonight. Some areas of fog are likely. Lows will be in the 50s to low and mid-60s, so it'll be a pretty comfortable night overall. And it's not going to be that humid tomorrow. We'll see temperatures in the upper 70s to low and mid-80s. There's the chance for a pop-up shower in a couple of spots tomorrow. And again, a reminder that for those of you south of Albany, there's likely to be some rain during the first part of the day. And we look ahead to the weekend where we begin August, first of all. And I think Saturday is going to be a pretty good day to be outside. It'll be warm, but not too humid. There's a better chance for some rain on Sunday. So that's the day where you may have to rearrange your plans just a bit. Quickly to the tropics, tropical storm Isaias this afternoon is over the Dominican Republic and Haiti with heavy rain and tropical storm force winds. The storm is likely to impact the Turks and Caicos and portions of the Bahamas in the coming days. It could impact the southeastern United States late over the weekend into early next week, so we'll keep an eye on that. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a spotty evening shower, otherwise partly cloudy with some areas of fog, a low of 56 to 62. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an isolated shower, a high of 76 to 84. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, a spotty evening shower, otherwise partly cloudy with patchy fog, a low of 56 to 62. And for tomorrow, a blend of sun and clouds, chance of an isolated shower, a high of 76 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and Hudson River Valley and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Chance for a spotty shower this evening and a chance for rain after midnight, lows in the 60s to around 70. And for tomorrow, a chance of morning rain, then clouds will mix with some sun, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight a spotty evening shower, otherwise partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance for an isolated shower, a high of 80 to 85. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny with highs in the 80s. Sunday, there is the chance for some rain and thunderstorms. It'll be more humid with a high around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.